value by the so-called order parameter for chiral symmetry breaking when we have generation of mass. Okay, anyway, this is concerning this stuff. So essentially, we need this part connected with. So I answer this your question, but you already got the answer, right? That one should just use this Lorentz invariant normalization in the case of massless particles. Okay, now summary. What we, and remember, so far we consider only solution with positive energy. There are solution with negative. And you will get them in assignment by yourself. But I will describe them. Okay, summary. Here are solutions, right? Okay, so this is four typical of solution with positive P0, which we describe. So S 1, 2. So it could be either this solution spin up down along z axis or helicity states, doesn't matter, it depends on problem you consider. Now very important normalized condition. Very important. We will do this many times. What I wrote actually say exactly look when we have solution with different R and S, we have zero actually. Just because we have this psi dagger. Psi combination, and if they are different, right, it's zero. So certainly one zero and zero one, they're also different. They give zero, right? So we have 2n delta rs, which is usual Kronecker delta functions, or you can use, in the case, massless this non-Lorentz invariant. And in this case, you have 2p, p, and delta rx. Okay, so this is quite important relation. That's it. So this is what we got. Now, solution with P0 equal P E0 is negative. We can write them in this way. This will be an assignment number 3. We have now, I will put for this, I can patch in V instead of U letter, and I pull this plus, everything plus instead, minus, and in this case, we write E0 is still in P. So we will use this convenient. So we took into account this minus in exponent. And you should now substitute plus, right? Because minus is already here. It's different from sign in solution with, okay, so you should substitute here if you write P0 just because of this minus. So put into account. So solution B S in the same way you can easily prove, so they satisfy. Okay, in this case we wrote this, right? Gamma P minus M U S D equal 0, right? But in this case, we have different solution. And you can easily derive this from Dirac equation, substitute gamma mu P mu. E mu plus M. And here we have V P equal 0. Okay. Now some properties of this stuff. We have again two solutions, V S D, like before, and they have different, little bit different form. Top is the same, P sigma, and now I put another to distinguish. It's same spinor, but it's independent. Choice for this solution is independent of U. So I put not psi, but atom. It means that, but here at the bottom, you should put minus. Just this small change, and S12. Now, extremely important again normalization condition. Normalization condition. Okay, actually in this case we have this stuff, ES, P, P, and now minus. It's actually negative, automatically, minus 2M delta L S. And this is because of this minus here. And it's equivalent to the following form, V R joint P B S P equal 2 plus, I emphasize 2 B P delta R S. This additional gamma 0 is here, leads to this minus. So this is quite important to remember. And also, the U and B are orthogonal in this sense, orthogonal to each other. Does it mean? We will use this for sure many times. So if you put U bar and here you put R, B, and put V S B, and this is same like put V bar R P U S P. This is zero.
Well, it should be the E vector energy.
Where is the
vector there?
Here?
Yeah, here.
Or here?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, usually, yeah. Okay. You need to put this. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is exactly. Be careful, I exactly write like it says. Be careful, since this is zero only if you put bar. Since you are dagger, P, V, S, P is not zero. And V again, R dagger U S P not zero. But and this is very important. This is important, of course, very important. We should emphasize this. This is also important. Okay, I should. But we have other zeros, which we use many times. But U, R, dagger, and now I will write in this way. P. So I put explicitly spatial part. Of course, energy is negative, so it's. And on the other hand, you put here Vs and minus P. Minus momentum is equal V F dagger P plus U S. Minus, okay. Yeah, it's the, or maybe it's right, like this, minus P. P, again, this is equal zero. This is extremely important for derivation, many relations. So we have, actually, I believe, those three very important. One, two, and three, two lines. Okay, now spin sums. This is technical stuff. So you will work out by yourself this solution, V solution. Okay. This is, again, in many calculation, we have the sum called spin sum over spin S 1 or 2, and this is U S V U dagger S V, and this is this sum over S, and let's substitute our solutions. We have V Q V Q bar psi S psi S. And now U bar. This is this. You see, I took into account this bar gamma zero by changing the order. This and this. It's only dagger, so this is just a cloud. And this is now we calculate. So this guy is U is column. This guy is row, right? So it's a kind of matrix. But now we consider summation over X. And then, right, what we'll get is this. Okay. Now take, I will show result. So this is matrix. So this is one and this is one. So one element is given by product this and this. And I will write answer and explain in a minute. Why I write this? Sorry. Yes. Sorry. Sigma bar. This is element 1, 1. Now 1, 2, you should play this and this. So this will be P sigma P sigma. Now 2, 1, you should take this and this. And 2, 2, this and this. And now I tell what happens with psi. Okay. I will write answer. Just believe me that this is correct. I explain what happens with psi. Now, now use formula. This is m squared, we know. And p sigma bar gives m squared. And square root gives m. Yes. M, this is just p sigma. This is p sigma bar. And this is m. Okay. So what we use, that this is completeness condition for this two-dimensional spinors. When we consider sum psi s psi dagger s, this is 1, which is just why it's, let's explicitly consider the stuff. What we have? We have this. This is equivalent, this sum. We have, let's take 1, 1. and take a spin polarization along Z. So this is first one, and this guy is this. So this is column, this is row, plus second term this. And this is this. Now first term, this is matrix. So you take 1, 1. This is element, only element which is non-zero. Plus, I write here, second only two element non-zero. 0, 0, 0, 1. And this is equal unit matrix, as I said, sum of them. Okay, so this sum over spin for psi is just one. So quite simple. Okay, now we derive this. What it means in the explicit form. Let me write program on you. So how it looks? Let me write here. Or maybe. Let me write here. So this guy equals actually same. That's to write gamma p plus n. This is the same. So this is quite important. So summation for u positive energy us u bar s gives gamma p plus n. So this is quite nice, very useful stuff. And same for yes, we have some over. And this is a little bit different with mine. So this is quite actually important. This, and let me just write the previous word. You will have this. Okay. So
is it the gamma matrix?
Sorry,
gamma. What's
gamma matrix, yeah. Right. Oh,
yeah.
Gamma zero, gamma.
So
gamma p is okay. Gamma mu p mu.
And this m is multiplied by
unit. This is what?
Multiplied by unit. By
m is here.
Matrix 1, yeah.
It's diagonal term. Right, exactly. Okay, so this is concerning this stuff. Now, let me still have some time. Dirac field and by years. Composite operators from with different transformation properties with respect to Lorentz group. Okay, we have 4 by 4 matrices. So independent elements, in this case, we have 16, right? So maximum 16. 16 independent. Four by four matrices. This is independently of Dirac series. This is just linear algebra. And the question is, could we present those 16 through some matrices which transform in a simple manner under Lorentz transformation, some reducible or irreducible. So this is like gamma mu, you remember, it's essentially like transformation connected like vector, right? So I mean, and answer is actually, it's quite nice, positive. Okay, so let me just write that. First of all, yeah, okay, this is just matrix 1, 4 by 4. And we have one matrix, right? Now let's gamma mu. This is 4 matrix. Then we have gamma mu, which is 1/2, and we have commutator. Then gamma mu, and notation for this guy will be gamma mu, gamma. It means that we have anti-symmetric this commutator, this index, and sometimes also it's called minus I in literature sigma mu mu. Okay, this we have 6. In this case. So already we have with you 6 plus 5, 11. So still we should get 5, right? Then another, this is gamma mu lambda, again, anti-symmetric completely. Mu gamma mu. Lambda, say, okay, and in this case we have 4. And the last is this gamma mu mu rho sigma, and this is again complete with mu. Gamma mu, gamma rho, gamma sigma. So under each permutation, we consider this is anti-symmetric combination. So we have, and we have just one. Now. The quantity we are interested in, those by fermion combination with those matrices between them. For example, this. Sorry. Okay. So let's consider Lorentz transformation. All of them transform under some reducible or irreducible representation. Okay, so we know how to transform lambda, this psi bar, it gives this lambda to the minus 1/2, it was important for us. Now we have this commutator. And psi transform just lambda 1/2 psi. But now we know what happens with each of gamma nu under lambda to the minus one from left and lambda from right. They transform like vectors, right? So this is nothing else like this. Okay. First time. So it transforms as tensor of the second rank, right? Because we know that each of gamma, if we put this lambda, right, we can write lambda minus one half, let me write 1/2 this combination. And here we have gamma nu minus gamma nu, lambda 1/2, resistance is 1/2, lambda to the minus 1/2, gamma nu, lambda 1/2, lambda minus 1/2, gamma nu, minus 1/2, the same, but with opposite order, gamma nu, lambda 1/2, lambda to the minus 1/2, gamma nu, lambda. And we know that exactly each of those gives us this combination. This is usual four vector matrix element from Lorentz group. So this is guy with tensor. And so on. So we have 16 those guys. It's convenient to introduce extremely important matrix in quantum field theory to introduce, to rewrite in better for this 16. To introduce gamma 5 matrix, which is defined like that. I, gamma 0, gamma 1, gamma 2, gamma 3. It's extremely important in the dynamics in the standard model. And it could be rewritten as minus I over 4. And now we have epsilon, mu, rho, sigma, gamma, mu, gamma, rho, gamma, nu, gamma, rho, gamma, sigma. One can calculate, then in our representation, it has very simple form. It's diagonal, minus 1/1 over diagonal in this gamma 5 matrix. So properties gamma 5. Gamma 5 squared, of course, is 1. Gamma 5 is, you can see, Hermitian. And wonderful property is that it anti-commutes with all gamma mu matrices. Okay, this implies that gamma phi commutes with all Lorentz generators. Because S mu nu compose gamma mu, all of them. So because if beta commutes with each of them, it commutes with a pair of them. This means that in each reducible, irreducible representation, gamma of Lorentz group, because it commutes with all generators, it has fixed value. And it's exactly what we got. You see, we have two, we know for Dirac theory, we have actually two, it's composed of two irreducible representations, left-handed and right-handed, right? So you can see gamma phi equal minus one for left-handed and one for right-handed. But in reducible representation, or I should say reducible, what better in English to tell this guys? Reducible representation or reducible?
Reducible.
Reducible. Okay, reducible representation, it takes two values, minus one, one. But now, you see, we can rewrite Lagrangian density for left-handed and right-handed. For psi L by using this gamma phi and psi L. L. This for left-handed. We just write Dirac term and put 1 minus gamma phi over 2. This is projection operator. It kills right-handed, but it gives 1 for left-handed, which has minus 1 for gamma phi. So this 1 minus minus 1. So it's 1 plus 1, 2 over 2, 1. But when gamma phi 1, this is 0, right? And for right, we just write this psi bar. It's extremely, again, important and common, all this relation, especially in Euclid projective. Okay, so this is simple for this. Okay, and now we can rewrite so 16 in better form. Let me write this by using gamma phi. Okay, so we have 16. One, of course, it's scale for sure, right? One is one everywhere. Now, gamma mu, we know vector. So it gives vector bilinear combination, and we have 4. Now, sigma mu mu. I introduce this guy through here. This is I, this is commutator 1 half. This is tensor. And we have 6. Now, this guy, gamma mu, gamma phi, could replace this very inconvenient for gamma mu lambda. It's much easier to put like gamma mu gamma phi. And this is axial pseudo-vector. We will show this later when we introduce parity transformation. So pseudo-vector, we have of course four, and the last gamma phi, and this is pseudo-scalar. Again, when we I introduce, so 16, when I introduce later parity transformation, you will see that under parity transformation, this combination psi bar gamma phi psi under parity transformation p goes to minus psi bar gamma phi psi. This is means pseudo. The same concerning vector, you have additional minus with respect to vector for spatial component. But this we will come later. Okay, now some, and I stop maybe in the room or something. Right. Somebody want to ask? No?
Just a throw clear.
Sorry?
I think it was just a throw clear. Because then.
Okay, now two important cards. One is this J mu psi bar gamma mu mu psi, and another is this J 5 mu. J mu phi, which is this psi bar gamma mu gamma phi psi. Let's compute divergences. What happens with those guys by using equation of motion? All right, so this is just this d mu psi bar gamma mu psi plus psi bar gamma mu d mu psi. Now use equation of motion. Just deal with equation. First term, this is I am, this is equation from psi bar, we wrote this. Psi, and second, minus, or I could write psi minus I L psi, and this is U. They cancel, right? So this is conserved time. It's extremely important. Time connected with electromagnetic actual interaction of electron, for example. So this current is extremely important. And you can see for any mass it conserved. But d mu j, this is interesting, more interesting case. In this case, answer is it's not zero for non-zero mass. Only for the case of m equals zero, it's conserved. A calculation like in the previous case, mu 5, and this is this d mu psi bar gamma mu gamma 5 psi plus psi bar
mu gamma nu gamma phi psi, and now because gamma phi anti-conduce with all gamma mu, we should put this, change the order here in order to change the equation in second term. So first term is saying term like this guy, psi bar, gamma phi psi. The second term, second term gives this minus psi bar gamma phi d mu gamma mu psi. And we have 2 I m psi bar gamma phi psi. Okay, let me. Okay, just one moment. This is. Okay, so I should write here. I put still here. Sorry, I change. Gamma phi minus. Right. And then we get this. So this term is not zero for the case of axial mass in the case of non-zero mass. So I believe we know that due to Noether's theorem, we have connection usually concerned currents with some symmetries, and one can write the symmetries. So d mu, j mu equals zero is connected with this symmetry. Continuous symmetry. Psi x goes I alpha. This is just phase psi x. You can easily share that this guy, of course, in this case, psi bar x goes to and if I take m equals zero, this also, sorry, phi, also this, it's called axial vector car. It's the name, axial vector car. So in this case, symmetry without mass term is this psi x going, one should put gamma phi additional d alpha gamma phi psi x and psi bar x going, you can check this psi bar x. This is because, again, gamma zero interconduces with gamma phi. Mass term is not invariant under this
transformation. Okay, sometimes this is called chiral transformation. Chiral symmetry.
Shouldn't be minus I plus.
No, plus. Yeah, it's plus because we have gamma zero. It's going like that. You write psi bar, it's equal psi other gamma zero. Then you have transformation of psi dagger, of course you will get this with minus. Because gamma zero and gamma five and they can use, it's equal psi dagger gamma five p plus I alpha gamma five, and this is what I wrote. Also, this is last what I want to say today. Useful, actually, chiral current. Two chiral currents. For left-handed so this guy called J mu left, and this is of course psi bar gamma mu and projection operator for left-handed, and then similar but with different projection operator, 1 plus gamma 5 psi. So those two chiral currents, extremely important for quantum field theory. And first, transform only left-handed fermion, but second, only right-handed generator connected with these currents. Okay, I believe we stop here. Just I try to answer your question. Go ahead with question. Yeah.
I can ask about can we write the periodic equation for tachyons?
Of course.
So
it's just you can write then what?
We have the imaginary mass, right?
And yeah.
What kind of normalization we will get?
No, in this case, you see, in theory, I don't remember now. You can do this, but problem is that by definition, particles with imaginary mass implies instability in the system. We worked with this particle, but always system is unstable and system rearrange itself. For example, standard model based on the fact that in symmetric phase you start from massless and so on, you have a lot of tachyons, particle with imaginary mass, and this theory is unstable and it rearrange itself by itself, no need to help it, it's just unstable. Because it's the same like in classical theory, you have this potential and you at the maximum of your potential in classical mechanics, and very small perturbation will of course change its instability. In quantum theory it's even better because you always have fluctuations quantum. So anyway, it cannot be at the same place. Never. So tachyons is just instability. We encounter them in the standard model alone. But this is in the case of so-called spontaneous symmetry breaking. In superconductivity, same story. That if you consider theory Bardeen Cooper Schrieffer, then there is solution without gap. Superconductivity is based on the point that dynamically in the system appears energy gap in the spectrum of electrons. So, but there is always solution in BCS which is does not have this gap. But there is tachyon, some excitation with imaginary energy. So it's again unstable. You could estimate the time of this rearrangement. So this is how now we understand tachyons. Not like real particles like people before tried to do, but reflection of some instabilities. But of course, maybe there is something else, other interpretation. But this for sure works.
But in classical theory, we don't have fluctuations, so...
Right, but classical theory, it does not exist. You know, we have only quantum. Quantum fluctuation always possible. They could be suppressed, of course. But of course, one could study this, and people studied a lot, representation of the Lorentz group connected with tachyons and so on. Certainly, and it's maybe interesting. Just at this moment, our understanding is that it's nothing more than instability. That's it. You see, this is what I could answer concerning tachyons. Right.
What are we
In high energy physics,
when we detect directly in spin or helicity.
Oh, spin, of course, right, exactly, in scattering. First of all, there is famous Gerlach-Stern experiment. This is splitting of beam in the magnetic field. When spin up, down, you have splitting. This is Nobel. They didn't get actually the Nobel Prize, but this is how really spin was first seen in experiment. Gerlach-Stern experiment. It was done in Frankfurt. Yes, you can see this. Also in in spectroscopy of hadrons, depending on spin, you have different masses of hadrons. So you can see. And there are so-called polarization scattering, when you have polarized beam with particular spin. And you can study how result depends, spin up, down, and so on. This is the whole experimental, very important area of energy. Yeah. And of course, neutrino, essentially all of them, as I said, one can ignore masses at energies they consider, all of them polarized, because they are essentially massless, usually. So they are just polarized. So it's very important effect in that case. Right. This is for sure.
But isn't it only for Earth neutrino, not for the Sun, for example?
For what?
For neutrinos from the Sun. So they...
No, point is...
Change.
Yeah, it's true. But as I said, this is because it's not so big effect. Because mass, of course, it's important effect. Because mass is small, its effect big, but still it's polarized. They, I would say, not change helicity mostly. You could say actually they also change flavor. It's even more important, you know, that they becomes like muon neutrino and so on. But this is still not so big effect for what we see in lab. But of course, it's very important. This is how we can suppress this beam from sun. It's true. Sure. Anyway, this stuff is observed. This is what I want to say. It's very big area in physics to study these effects. It's polarized physics, some big conferences, once a 2 year, huge conference with experimental theoreticians. Extremely important area, extremely important. So it's okay. One can study this. Okay, guys.
So,
no question?
Good.
Then good.
So I will be waiting your, I know you already gave me your assignment number 2 by Saturday. Okay, just send me scan, copy, a copy of scan of your work by mail, and that's should be okay. And as I said, assignment number 1 is on web solutions, assignment number 1. And you will get assignment number 3 next week. Okay, I could, we will discuss, maybe I give you 3 weeks for that.
That's okay.
2 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
Then 2 weeks for assignment. It's connected with direct equation, of course. Should not be very complicated. Who knows, maybe I underestimate. Students ask me, undergraduate students, sometimes, how about midterm exam? Half? I don't know. I cannot judge. This is my answer. Half? Or not half? I don't know. Okay, then. All of us are free, then, for today.